Hey, it's your friend Mel Robbins here, and welcome to Radio Headspace. Happy Friday. First, I just want to thank you for having me be your guest host these past 2 weeks. It has been so awesome to be here with you. And I also just realized, if you're brand new, I'm Mel, and I host the Mel Robbins podcast, where I share personal stories and research-backed tactics that are designed to help you live a better life. We are talking today about a topic that absolutely every human being experiences at some point, and that's feeling stuck. I'm going to teach you today what it means to feel stuck, how to think about it differently, and how you can use those moments to push yourself forward. I believe that feeling stuck, it is a signal that something is missing. See, as a human being, you came into this world already having this incredible intelligent design, a system of signals that are like little flags that wave inside of you going, ding, 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 there's something that I need that's missing. You understand these signals and you respond to them. In fact, I will give you some very obvious signals that define your day-to-day life. You ready? What do you feel when you need rest? You feel tired. What do you feel when you need food? You feel hunger. It is a signal that is hardwired into you that one of your fundamental needs is missing. Anytime you're feeling stuck in your life, in your relationship, in your hobbies, in your habits, it is just a signal that growth and change is missing. That's it. This happened to me a couple years ago. So I was at a moment in my career where I was wildly successful. Companies like Microsoft and Starbucks and JP Morgan and AT&T would hire me to come and be at huge events and teach audiences all of the stuff I've frankly have been teaching you over these past 2 weeks. Despite the fact that I really enjoyed it, there was something inside me that made me feel stuck. And I would then argue against myself, because everything was fine. I could pay my bills. I had a really rewarding thing that I was doing, or at least on the surface. I had been doing it for like 6 years. But here's the thing. I wasn't growing. I had been doing this day in and day out that it had become routine. The other thing that was happening that made me feel really stuck is that our daughters were already off and were in college. And I had missed a lot of their high school years because I had been on the road pursuing this career. And something inside me just felt so kind of defeated because our son was entering high school and I kept thinking, I can't miss out the way that I did with our daughters. I got to change. I just feel stuck. I literally would just be like, I'm not living on airplanes anymore. I am not making a living by being on stages. I have to figure out a different business model. So one of the fastest ways to push yourself forward is to just tell yourself, I don't want to keep doing this. I don't want to keep walking into a job that I just dread. I don't want to keep living on airplanes. And you can just start saying that out loud to yourself. That's what I did. I didn't even know what to change yet. I just knew that I didn't want it to look the way that I had it looking then. And that's enough to acknowledge that you need growth. The second thing that you can do, pick yourself up even though you don't know what you're going to do next, and you can look for who you feel jealous of, who you feel inspired by. Now, for me, I started to see all these people in my space that were doing online courses and really had focused on social media and were doing more and more and more online. I thought, oh my God, I'm so jealous of their work-life balance. I'm so jealous of what they're learning. I'm so jealous of the fact that they know all this about online courses and the audiobook space or the podcasting space. And so I committed to walking toward that thing that I was either jealous of or inspired by. And by simply walking toward something new, whether it's investigating a new industry to pursue a career in, or learning a new skill, a class, a new hobby, just adding in one thing that helps you grow in one area of your life, it doesn't solve all the big problems. It satiates that need for growth. You start to feel more energized. You start to feel just a little tiny bit of momentum. And that then helps you to address the bigger issues in your life with a better attitude and with a little bit more courage and confidence. And I didn't go from sitting on airplanes saying, I don't want to do this anymore overnight to hosting a podcast. It took me 2 years. 2 years of starting to let go of what things looked like and starting to invest more time and energy into the space I wanted to grow in. And one final thing, you're never going to be ready. Your brain is going to cling to what it knows. And so it's important for you to understand that fear is part of the package. Resistance to change is part of the deal, but that's okay. The answer is always action. And you have the tools, based on these 2 weeks, to continue to take the actions that change your life. All righty, 2 weeks, that's a wrap. It's been a real pleasure to be here with you and to share all of these strategies and research-backed tools that you can use to create a better life. Now, if you want more Mel, just check out the Mel Robbins podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. For more about the books, The High Five Habit and The 5-Second Rule, go to melrobbins.com. Thank you so much for welcoming me to the Radio Headspace family. Thank you for welcoming me into your life. Have an awesome weekend.